This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday the latest proposal to secure the release of hostages in Gaza is strong and compelling. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has that story.
During a joint press conference with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Secretary Blinken said there is strong alignment among the countries involved in negotiations to obtain the release of hostages in Gaza.
With Qatar and Egypt playing a critical role in mediating, working between Israel and Hamas, I believe the proposal is a strong one and compelling one that, again, offers some hope that we can get back to this process.
CIA Director William Burns on Sunday met Sheikh Mohammed, as well as the head of Israel's Mossad intelligence service and the head of Egyptian intelligence, for talks described as constructive by Israel, Qatar, and the United States, although they do note significant gaps remain. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Officials with the U.S. Defense Department at the Pentagon on Monday also said that Washington is not trying to have a conflict with Iran a day after an Iranian-backed group killed three U.S. soldiers and wounded dozens more in Jordan.
We certainly don't seek a war, and frankly, we don't see Iran wanting to seek a war with the United States.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh blamed Iran for enabling attacking groups and said that the latest carried the footprints of Iran-backed Hezbollah group. Israel's military brought foreign journalists to an area of Gaza, southern Gaza, where its forces had destroyed an Islamic cemetery and a mosque in the process of unearthing tunnels used by Hamas militants. The military says it found a Hamas command and control center in the tunnel that ran underneath, but the mosque and the cemetery. On Saturday, the army brought the journalists inside the tunnel, which led to a war in three small rooms. This is VOA News. Ukrainian strikes on a Russian border city, as well as attacks elsewhere on fuel facilities and arms producers, have damaged President Vladimir Putin's attempts to reassure his countrymen that their lives have been largely untouched by the nearly two-year-old war. As he ramps up his re-election campaign ahead of the presidential vote in March, the Kremlin wants to maintain an air of normalcy. The December 30th missile attack on the city of Belgorod killed 25 people and injured more than 100 and marked a bloody escalation in the minds of many Russians. Residents in the city say they flinch at any loud noise these days and are afraid to venture outside. Protesting farmers have encircled Paris with tractor barricades in a battle with the government over the industry's future. The movement in France is another manifestation of a global food crisis for fertilizer, worsened by Russia's war in Ukraine, which is a major food producer. French farmers argue that higher prices for fertilizer and other inputs have eaten into their incomes and that France's massively subsidized farming sector is overregulated and hurt by food imports from countries with fewer constraints. Kenya's President William Ruto says that he will appeal a court ruling last week rejecting a planned deployment of Kenyan police officers to Haiti. VOA's Mariama Diallo has a story.
Friday's court ruling didn't come as a surprise because procedure was not followed, said Dr. Francis Hayundi, assistant professor of international law at the United States International University Africa in Nairobi.
The thinking was that only the armed forces can be sent or deployed outside the territory of the country and not the police service.
Hayundi told VOA that the court action puts President Ruto in a difficult position. Coming after the UN Security Council approved a Kenya-led multinational security force aimed at helping combat violent gangs in the troubled Caribbean nation. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Authorities in the U.S. northeastern state of Massachusetts have arrested a man for allegedly threatening to bomb synagogues and kill members of the state's Jewish community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Authorities allege 59-year-old John Reardon called a local synagogue last week, leaving a voicemail that threatened to kill congregants and bomb the temple. And 10 minutes later, he's accused of threatening another synagogue and a Jewish organization, mentioning the deaths of Palestinians in Israel. He's now charged with using a facility of interstate commerce to threaten a person or place with harm. The state's acting U.S. attorney says the threats are deeply disturbing and reflect an increasing torrent of anti-Semitism across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.